Hello and welcome to the As Per My Ability podcast. Season 1, Origins. Episode 6, Moments That Will Last a Lifetime. With every end, there is a new beginning. And with every beginning, there is an origin story. This is ours. Hi guys, my name is Andrew Davidson, and this is my origin story. To begin, how to start? Okay, winter 2009. I find myself in a relationship with a sandy, blonde-haired woman who is educated, incredibly attractive, chatty, and a voracious reader. We were a young couple, both figuratively and literally, that did not get a chance to hang out and do things together very often. Without going into too much personal detail, my girlfriend at the time of our relationship struggled with a myriad of health conditions such as chronic migraines, fatigue, and fibromyalgia. These conditions are intense and beyond her control. Unfortunately, and I place no ill will on this woman, these conditions, well, they factor into our relationship. Being either too tired to go out like normal 20-somethings or too medicated to stay active on a consistent basis, I reached an important relationship moment, a watershed moment. We needed something fresh that we could do together without having to look presentable or be in a crowded environment, blasting loud, repetitive music that hasn't changed since the 90s. Like many out there who know of someone who suffers from serious health issues, you know that there are good days and there are bad days. Back in 2009, I reached a point where I needed something to minimize the bad days and maximize the good ones. Truth be told, I have spent the last 2 months racking my brain, dusting off the cobwebs, trying to shake free the memory or visual image or notion of how or what led me onto the path of board games. Sadly, I have no answer for you. However, I will supplement the truth with this. I think somewhere deep inside my brain, I wanted to enjoy games again. Growing up, our family had a tucked away closet in the basement that housed a myriad of board games. And as a kid, I enjoyed playing Survive, The Forbidden Bridge, Waterworks, Mealborn, and the original Stop Thief, and Fireball Island. At one of our annual family reunions, my cousin brought a deluxe copy of Axis and Allies. It looked hella cool. I was interested in the deluxe military pieces and the larger-than-life board, but I was still on the younger side to fully grasp the game. I remember two of my cousins sitting on the floor at an oversized end table playing Axis and Allies. Now, if memory serves, I think they played that game off and on, of course, throughout 2 days of our reunion. 2 whole days. Looking back, I don't remember who won or even if they finished, but I remember the name of the game, Axis and Allies, with the cool pieces and the larger-than-life board. Okay, jump back to 2009, and the first vivid memory I have is watching a YouTube video series where the host taught, in fine detail, I might add, every rule, every phase, every card, every possible action to a game called Arkham Horror. I watched the video series over and over. Here was a cooperative horror game with lots of cool pieces and, you guessed it, a larger-than-life board. After a week of watching the same video series over and over, trying to grasp the complicated rules, every game was complicated to me back then, I hopped on eBay and I ordered a used copy of Arkham Horror, the board game, second edition. In 2009, it was the only edition. Now, my girlfriend and I took to the game like a moth to a flame. At this point in my life, I was living with another individual. Our apartment, well, it didn't have much of a table, so my girlfriend and I spent hours and hours playing Arkham Horror in my room on the floor. One standout moment is New Year's Eve 2009. My girlfriend and I were scheduled to make an appearance at my sister and her husband's place for some light, New Year's Eve festivities. We played a game of Arkham Horror until the point where we literally absolutely had to leave to fulfill our promise to my sister. So we, for lack of better phrase, put our game on pause. Now, I don't remember the events of the night, but what I do remember is my girlfriend and I could not wait to bail on the festivities and return to our ongoing game, still set up on the floor of my room, with the door closed so that the cat wouldn't come in and goof anything up. And we did just that. By 12:03, just 3 minutes into the new year, we were bundled up and on our way back to my apartment. That night, we played and played and played until 8 in the morning before crashing for a little bit. A few hours later, upon awakening, we began playing again. We spent all of New Year's Day, 2010, playing Arkham Horror together, loving every minute of the time we shared together, seated cross-legged on the floor of my bedroom, working together, engaging in a board game. Well, sadly, a few months after the events of New Year's Day, we went our separate ways. I still hear from my ex-girlfriend once in a blue moon. She still suffers with health issues, but from what I can glean from our very brief conversations, she seems happy. She lives out on the West Coast and has been happily involved with some guy for almost a decade or something like that. We went our separate ways, but the board game remained. Well, not literally. Unfortunately, upon the ending of our relationship, I owed her a small fraction of money, and we delineated terms that she would take our copy of Arkham Horror as repayment. Okay, fine, no worries. In fact, I was happy to see her part with it. Naturally, within a month, I saved a bit of my money and purchased another copy for me and whoever I find walking down the road of life to play. In 2010, I found myself, well, single and in desperate need of some gamer friends. I began hanging out with a few guys that like to play Dungeons and Dragons, which is a role-playing game I have a bit of history with from my youth. In the coming years, I would go on to dabble in such games as Magic the Gathering, Game of Thrones, the living card game, Dominion, Munchkin, Lord of the Rings, the living card game, and various traditional role-playing games. Some of the first games I purchased as a hobby gamer, other than Arkham Horror, of course, were King of Tokyo, Betrayal at House on the Hill, Pandemic, and Ticket to Ride. For me, games are didactic. They teach us something about ourselves. Now, this may not be an overt lesson, a sort of one and done, but if you play enough games on a somewhat consistent basis, you will, I guarantee, learn something about yourself. I guarantee it. Well-designed board games give its players strategy and choice, but not the illusion of autonomy. What you do, the decisions you make in a game, will change the outcome. This form of consequentialism can be traced back to how your brain works. Are you impulsive and play the card for 10 guaranteed points right now? Or are you prudent and hold on to the card for a potential chance at 20 points at the end of the game? See? Risk and reward, return on investment, min-max, pushing your luck. These game theory elements can illustrate how your brain works. And if you understand how your brain works, then you can understand yourself, even if only marginally. Also, games are a form of entertainment, sure, but they also increase bonds and create shared experiences. The most significant gaming experience I've had in the past few years is playing through the entire trilogy of Pandemic Legacy with my best friend, Shanine. We looked forward to the next time we gathered, which was frequent, to play Pandemic Legacy. For us, it was a form of escapism, a way to forget about the problems of life and constant stress I had at my job. We bonded during that time, and we had a board game as the focal point, leading the way. Yeah. I'll never forget those memories. Never. In a fast-paced world where technology allows interactions away from the table, board games remain a vital part of my life as a form of escaping the real world, strengthening or procuring new bonds, and, moreover, understanding myself. Oh, and by the way, I still am an Arkham Horror whore. From Elder Sign to Eldritch Horror to probably one of my favorite games of all time, Arkham Horror, the living card game, I have dedicated my life to purchasing any game related to the Arkham Horror universe. Why? Maybe it's because I enjoy thematic cooperative games. Maybe it's because I'm a huge fan. Or maybe it's because I'm looking, searching for that Proustian moment where playing Arkham Horror brings me back to being happy and in love, to all those hours playing on my bedroom floor. Maybe I'm still trying to relive and remember my younger days. But as Stephen King once said, what looks backwards must look forwards. Because the future is kind of like the past, but with the lights turned up bright. So for now, I'm looking forward to my future experiences in gaming and the moments they'll create. Moments that will last a lifetime.